Okay, so the learning today should be a schus ilan nishmas aderes tchav rechaim elizav ben shimshanayi, as well as a schus for an ilan neshama for Rabbi Yaakov Yosef ben rechaim menachem ben Tzion. It should be a schus for fur shleim of chaim moish yeshua ben malka chaim dal ben menarachol chanalei b'shein derachol abadati ben peril, as well as a schus for all those in a makam sakana in Eretz Yisrael and those risking their lives to protect it. So we are continuing in the topic of Dibur. We're getting there. We're almost near the end. We're on page 514, and he's going to continue to talk about devarim asurim, things that we should be very careful with our speech. Not to do. So the first is something that I know Avrami tells me all the time to be careful about, which is asa lelamed kategoria Yisrael. It's also to point out the faults of Klal Yisrael as a whole, meaning to complain about Klal Yisrael and to point out the chesrainas. V'Kadosh Baruch Hu makbid ma'od al zeh, and God is very makbid on this. He chafetz chesed hu, because he desires kindness, which means, and this is one of the Yud Gimel Midos that we learned at the time of Devaira. Chafetz Chesed is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always looking to give us the benefit of the doubt, and he wants us to do the same. He wants people to defend Klal Yisrael. And don't think it's insignificant, because what we do down on this world has an effect upstairs as well, in L'tayv im L'mutav, whether good or otherwise. So it's not just a matter of, well, I'm a critical person and I want to complain and I'm going to write into the FJJ letters to the editor and I'm going to complain about every single problem in Klal Yisrael. But it's also going to have an impact upstairs in Shemayim. If we look negatively, then they will look negatively. And it's an important point, because you have two people that were manhigim of Klal Yisrael, and yet when they started to lack somewhat, in this area, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said they couldn't be the leader anymore. So first you had Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was always a defender of Klal Yisrael. But at the main Meriva, he says, Shimon HaMayrim, listen, you rebels. He's suddenly pointing out their chesrainas, that they're an ungrateful people. And as a result, Hashem says, and he hits the rock, but Hashem says, you're not fit to take them into Eretz Yisrael. Why not? Because I need a leader over Klal Yisrael who's going to defend them, who's going to look at their positive. And when Moshe, you are focused now on the negative and you're calling them Mayrim, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says you can't be the one to take them into Eretz Yisrael. Similarly, we find by Eliyahu after the Maisa with Achav on Har HaKarmel. So it seems like Achav sees the light, and Achav and Eliyahu are reconciled. Except when Achav gets home and he tells Yezebel everything that happened, she goes after Eliyahu to try to kill him once and for all. And at that point, Eliyahu complains to Hashem about the people and about the Avodah Zarah. And Hashem says, it's time for you to find your successor, Elisha. Because when you're no longer defending Klal Yisrael and you're focused on the negatives, that's not a role that a leader has to play. And so it's a very important lesson for us. And how appropriate that our manhig, our leader, Avrami, always tries to point this out. He's very makbid on this. When he hears people speaking negatively about Klal Yisrael, he says all the time, he says that it's not something that we should be doing. And it has an effect. We see here it has an effect in Shemayim. Let's go weiter. You're not allowed to push off your friend with words, which means, and there is going to be a topic of the Chiyah, which we're going to see. But essentially, this is basically waving off a guy and telling him, come back later. When you know that when he comes back later, you're not going to be there for him to find. So you tell him, you know what, now's not a good time. Come back tomorrow and ask me. And you know that the answer is going to be no, or you're not going to be available. Absolute truth should be a person's path, which means, as difficult as it is, you should tell the person, I'm sorry, but I am not interested in participating. Even though it's uncomfortable, and it's sometimes people are very ashamed to do that. But if you're not interested, you have to say you're not interested. You shouldn't tell the person, come back later. And you know that you're not going to be there. Asalim, and he's talking now, even if you don't have. Now, certainly if you have, the pasuk there is talking about if you have and you don't want to give. But even if you don't have, you shouldn't tell the person later. You should just tell the person the truth. I'm sorry, I don't have. I can't help. Right there. Asalim, no, he says, Yisrael, it's also to count Klal Yisrael, meaning to do a head count, even for a mitzvah. It's also to speak business on Shabbos, and even just to have random conversation is asr. Yerushalmi says that it was only with a nitche, with a shasat chak type of heter, b'di'evet, that Chazal said that you could greet someone on Shabbos, but really a person has to be extra careful with his conversation, and that's why they barely said you could greet, because they know what comes after greeting. How was your week? What are you busy with? What are your plans? And it ends up going into areas where you're not allowed to speak on Shabbos. The Zohar actually refers to Dvarim B'Teilim on Shabbos as part of Chilul Shabbos, not Chilul in the sense of you're doing a malacha, but chilul in the sense of you're desecrating Shabbos, meaning the kiddush of Shabbos is being profane by that action. Essentially, here's the rule of thumb. If it's not something that you can do on Shabbos, it's not a conversation you should be having on Shabbos. So if it's business related, if it's about a trip, it's about an errand, it's money related. Now there's things of contributing money, that's a Dvar Mitzvah. I'm going to put that aside for now, but just talking about paying something or taking a loan or taking a trip, things of that nature should not be discussed on Shabbos. They're also on Shabbos. But generally, when it comes to Dvar Mitzvah, it is mutter to discuss a Dvar Mitzvah on Shabbos. So even, for example, to do an appeal and to pledge money, which is technically you can't give it on Shabbos, but that is something you're allowed to discuss. You're allowed to make plans, for example, to have a Seder. So let's say you want to plan, oh, we're going to learn tomorrow. We're learning tomorrow. We're going to learn tomorrow. We're going to plan out when we're going to learn. The rabbis share with breakfast. So that's something we're planning out. It's something that's mutter to discuss on Shabbos. And you have to keep the sanctity of Shabbos by also refraining from telling even a guy to do a malacha on Shabbos for you, because even that is considered a derabbanan, and that's something that should be avoided. Let's do one more paragraph. It's also to insult anyone, which is to speak in any way that causes pain. Chazal say, Kol ha-sha'arim ninalu chutz mishari oina. All of the gates of heaven are locked, except for the gates of someone who's treated wrongly, which means that if you insult someone or you denigrate someone and they call out to Shemayim in pain, that gate is not locked. Atzma, God will mete out punishment himself, chazak, which makes it especially harsh. He says, especially, you have to be very careful about insulting your wife. Poor people, merudim, who are downtrodden, because that is a severe level of punishment. Why? Because naturally they're more inclined to crying. So they're much more easily is retribution come. He says, many unlearned people throw around insults and offend people, and they wear themselves out, he says, like a yerezikim, like firebrands. Why? Because you're having fun. You're having a good time, and as a result, you are insulting people and you're putting people down. Hashem HaToyv Yichaper Ba'ad, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu grant atonement for these types of others. So again, continuing, careful not to point out the faults of the failings of Klal Yisrael. Don't be a complainer. Don't push off someone with words that you don't intend to help out. Not allowed to count Klal Yisrael, not to speak Dvarim. The rule of thumb is, aside from a Dvar Mitzvah, something you cannot do on Shabbos, you should not discuss on Shabbos. And finally, to be very careful about causing pain to others, especially to our wives, our children, as well as to Aniyim that we see.